One of the issues that we have talked about in the past is the pressure on our GPs. There's a lack of GPs in rural area. There's not enough GPs being trained. That's trying to be dealt with at the moment. And we have obviously an increase in population and an increase in an older population as well, which is, you know, continuing to contribute to the numbers looking for doctors' help and the pressures therein. But one of the ways suggested a number of years ago by pharmacists and the Irish Pharmacy Union was the issue of allowing pharmacists and pharmacies deal with common everyday issues that before this would lead to a GP's visit but didn't really need to. And the good news is that more than 9 in 10 pharmacies have signed up to take part in a new service which allows pharmacists to prescribe for a number of ailments. It's called the Common Conditions Service and will give them the opportunity to prescribe medications for patients. With me on the line with this is Jack Shanahan of Shannon's Haven Pharmacy. Jack, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for joining me in the programme. Listen, this is something I know you have been looking for and the Pharmacy Union have been looking for many years. The ability to try and keep people away from the doors of the under pressure GP services by allowing these common ailments be dealt with in your local chemist.
It is, Jerry. You know what? It's something that's been, I suppose, on the brew for a long time. And like a lot of things, COVID concentrated minds and, a lot of the ways we worked changed. And I think one thing, as you just mentioned there, is that GPs are just under constant pressure. Most GPs now are literally, we see it every day here in the pharmacy when people are kind of, you know, say somebody new comes to town or whatever and they're looking for a GP and they're finding it very hard to actually get a practice to take them. Just getting a practice to take you is one thing, and even getting an appointment on a timely manner can be another challenge. And this Common Condition Service really is an extension of what pharmacists have been doing all along, which is that there's a very limited number of very common conditions, things like, you know, allergic rhinitis, you know, just kind of, you know, basically hay fever and that sort of stuff, cold sores, conjunctivitis, impetigo, which is kind of a skin condition, oral thrush, shingles, uncomplicated urinary tract infections, you begin cystitis and things like that, and vaginal thrush. These are all things that we would be kind of dealing every day with in the pharmacy anyway. And in a lot of cases, we would have over-the-counter remedies that we can recommend, but sometimes we don't. And the idea really behind this new scheme is that what we can actually prescribe for a patient has been increased. Now obviously under very strict protocols and, you know, safety guidance and whatever, you know, so that, I mean, it's not something that just you kind of walk in and, oh, Jesus, I have a big deal here now on something and I'm going to sell this to you. It's very much of a, we kind of go through on an individual basis with a patient, taking into their history, what they've done already and, deciding what might be the best thing for them. And a lot of the time, we won't prescribe for them. We might refer them further on. Sometimes, as we do already, my children go straight in, eat, do not stop, just go straight in.
Yeah.
Sometimes we tell them, contact your GP urgently, or we might even do it for them. So that's the sort of thing we're talking about. So these are all kind of, relatively minor conditions. They're very common conditions, and they're things that can be quite, generally speaking, quite safely handled, on a first-line basis, anyway, at least in the pharmacy.
Yeah. Okay, now a consultation fee will apply for all patients availing of the service. That's to be set by the pharmacy.
It is. No, I suppose what I should, just to bear in mind now, two things. Not all, there's an awful lot of pharmacies that have signed up for this, but not all are delivering it immediately because really this is being rolled out on a kind of a phased basis and, it'll be the 31st of March before all pharmacies would be involved. Because in our case, we're waiting for software to be updated to help us to facilitate this. Because, every consultation is going to be a fairly onerous thing and you have to make sure you do it right. And, it's like everything in life nowadays, a lot of boxes to be ticked and a lot of T's to be crossed and I's dotted and the whole lot.
Yeah. So really the first of April before it'll be in everywhere, you'll have your equipment, your gear, your staff, and you'll know what you're doing in terms of being able to provide this service.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and it really is, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, pharmacists looking for extension of roles and whatever. You know, I mean, this is, pharmacists by definition are medicines experts. That's what we do, you know. Any pharmacist that qualifies now comes out with a master's in pharmacy, you know, so they have a deep level of knowledge of medicines and all, you know, their uses, their side effects and the, you know, the safe ways to use them. And, you know, and that's really what it's all about. And there was actually an expert task force that actually delivered its final report last year under the chairmanship of a Kerry man, Pat O'Mahony, Dr. Pat O'Mahony, former head of he's currently the chairman of HICWA, and a very eminent man in his own right. And one of the kind of key recommendations of that report was that pharmacists should move more towards independent autonomous prescribing, which really means the, you know, kind of prescribers in their own right. But you could perhaps see it at a stage in the future where pharmacists wouldn't be, you know, like me, where you're kind of walking and you're meeting somebody at the counter, but, you know, there might be actually pharmacists that's all they do is just prescribe. You know, we're seeing it with nursing now, you know, where some nurses are prescribing nurses, and the, you know, so life is moving on. And the health service has the Sláinte Care has this idea of right care, right place, right time. And this all fits in very neatly into that.
Okay. Now, where a product is dispensed by the pharmacy, which is reimbursable under a HSE community drug scheme, like the drug payment scheme or the Medicare scheme, patients will pay the appropriate charge in line with their eligibility. The pharmacy will advise you on that. What is it possible to say what level the fees will be at for these consultations?
I'd nearly be afraid to say anything on the basis that the Competition Authority could haul me over the coals if I was even to say something over the airwaves, because they are very, very attentive.
Very careful about anyone pricing together,
Yeah, but I think it would be fair to say there would be a range of fees, and, you know, it's probably somewhere between 20 and 40 euro would be kind of what you'd be probably looking at. I know that, you know, I mean, you can Google it there, that, you know, some of the major chains have set a level of 35 euros, that's probably what you're talking about. And that really is for the professional consultation, which is, you would be sitting down inside in the consultation room with the pharmacist, and you would be, it literally would be, it would be a proper consultation process.
Yeah. So less than you pay to go to a GP. And the key thing is, I suppose, the whole idea behind this is to support patients with the common conditions, that they don't have to queue up, they don't have to wait for an appointment, they don't have to pay the higher fee, and then it frees up the GPs for more complex health needs.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? The last thing in the world you want to be seen here is that, you know, some kind of a cheap doc type thing. It's not. It's nothing like that. It really is. It's the whole idea behind it is just to take the pressure off. What are very simple conditions that, you know, I mean, if somebody comes into you with conjunctivitis, you know, which is generally speaking something that's fairly straightforward, we can kind of go through the kind of safety netting stuff just to make sure that it's nothing more complicated, or at least in our best judgment, it's nothing more complicated. And, you know, at that stage, you know, we may decide that we could prescribe something, assuming it was available, because, of course, drug shortages are one of the banes of our lives at the moment. And but generally speaking, you know, something like that, which is kind of fairly simple. You know, the alternative is, say, somebody with a medical card that, you know, they come into me and I say, oh, you've got conjunctivitis, you really need to get X, and unfortunately, I can't prescribe it for you. You have to go to the GP, and then they ring up the GP, and the GP, you know, and they suddenly they're told, yeah, it's 48 hours to see a GP, or whatever. And, you know, and that's we're avoiding these sort of issues, and it just makes things a lot more streamlined for the patient. And really, that's really what it's about, is to try and make the patient journey a safer journey.
Jack. Yeah, the vast majority have signed up, but it will take time for every pharmacy to be up to speed. So the 1st of April, but it's interesting to see that it's come to fruition. Will there be more down the line, do you think, depending on the success of this scheme?
Yeah, I don't expect that most, I mean, I suppose, bear in mind, an awful lot of pharmacies are extremely busy dispensing at the moment. You know, we are, dispensing has become, population has increased, generally speaking, prescriptions have become way more complex. You know, the business of pharmacy, the professional end of it, has become a lot more complex over the last few decades. And because of that, you know, most pharmacists, while this is an important evolution of their roles and, you know, they welcome it, you know, it is an extra work burden that they're facing as well. So, you know, people might be looking at it as a kind of a mixed blessing in one sense. But I don't see it set the earth on fire. I don't see this as a kind of a major thing as things stand. You know, I see it as being a kind of a relatively limited service, you know, that people will avail of, in particular circumstances. But I do see it evolving. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, as I was saying about that whole expert task force recommendation of independent autonomous prescriptions, that, you know, you may have a situation in the future where, yes, these things will be expanded a lot more, and you will have pharmacists perhaps, you know, doing things like modifying blood pressure treatments, you know, if things aren't working right. And, you know, and again, under kind of careful protocols and, you know, in conjunction with the other, you know, with the GPs and the other primary healthcare people that are involved. You know, I mean, this is, you know, it's a team effort, and we're there to try and make sure, you know, this, you know, we're there to try and improve the health of everybody. And that's really what this is about.
Yeah, okay. Look, final brief point. There was a bit of controversy and consternation over blister pack charges. Is there any update on what's happening there, do you know, in terms of those for either the government or for yourselves, for the Irish IPU or pharmacists?
At the moment, there is no update. It would be fair to say it's a mess. You know, and it's something, you know, and the problem really is that the HSE, actually, their bottom line is they will not pay for blister packs. They have never paid for blister packs. As far as they're concerned, there's no evidence to show that blister packs work for patients. Now, the dogs in the street can show you that blister packs make a big difference for certain patient groups. And the, you know, and it's, you know, and I do think there is going to be a resolution on this at some stage hopefully in the relatively near future in relation to that, because it is an important service, and it's not fair that the patients should be put, the squeeze should be put on the patients for something that is a kind of a key important aspect of them safely taken.
And how do they get their medication? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Jack, listen, thanks for talking to us about the end of the programme this morning, and good luck with the new service and the rollout of it. That's Jack Shanahan there of Shanahan's Haven Pharmacy in Castle Island, talking to me about the new common condition service, which gets up and running over the next while. By the 31st of March, all pharmacists will be up and running with that service.